USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives Monday passed a standalone bill that would raise the direct payment amounts distributed to American households under new COVID-19 relief legislation to $2,000 from $600. The measure was approved 275 to 134. It has been sent to the Senate for approval. An unidentified Treasury Department official is reporting the government was planning to deliver stimulus payments to direct deposit accounts by the end of the week. For the first time in his presidency, the House voted Monday to override President Trump's veto of the NDAA defense bill. The House voted 322 to 87. It now moves to the Senate, which also needs to gather two-thirds support in order for Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act to be overridden. Columbus, Ohio police officer Adam Coy was fired on Monday after body cam footage showed him fatally shooting 47-year-old Andre Hill, who was holding a cell phone. The officer then refused to administer first aid for several minutes after the shooting. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As the nation begins to learn more about the motive behind the Nashville bomber on Christmas morning, Tennessee leadership reflects on a job well done by first responders. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says he's grateful no one other than the bomber was killed in the massive Christmas Day explosion in Nashville.
The incredible work. In a day when law enforcement need encouragement, they have given us encouragement by saving countless lives down there.
The Republican governor continues about the tremendous devastation the blast caused to local businesses that were already struggling because of the pandemic.
I see business owners with a new struggle, but we are starting today. We're beginning to determine ways that we're going to rebuild.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Amazon announced on their blog Monday that they delivered more than 1.5 billion items globally this holiday season. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More details are emerging on a motive for the Nashville bomber on Christmas Day. USA Radio News' Dan Araki digs deeper.
Investigators in Nashville are working to piece together the final days of the man who committed suicide in the RV explosion on Christmas Day. Former FBI profiler Clint Van Zandt says investigators are looking at as many details about the bomber's life as they can and tell CNBC that they should be able to put together a picture of his motives as they learn more about him.
We know that he's given things away. He gave a car away. He gave two different houses away. We know that perhaps he told one person, an ex-girlfriend, that maybe he had cancer. All of these things come together of an individual who is getting his life in order. And even in something that appears crazy to many of us like this, there is always order and chaos. And I think we'll be able to understand the order in this. And was it a conspiracy theory that he had harbored concerning 5G and the virus, things like this? These are things that will come out in the FBI search, and as they weave this tapestry together, we'll be able to see this picture of this extremely challenged man.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Monday Night Football in Foxborough was a lopsided game as the struggling Patriots fall to division-leading Buffalo Bills 38-9. Bills quarterback Josh Allen has broken a team record throwing 34 touchdowns this year with one more game to go in the regular season. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.